Hybrid Audio presents A Girl Named Zippy by Haven Kimmel. Read for you by the author.
So is there no fact, no event in our private history which shall not, sooner or later, lose its adhesive, inert form and astonish us by soaring from our body into the Empyrean? Cradle and infancy, school and playground, the fear of boys and dogs and ferals, the love of little maids and berries, and many another fact that once filled the whole sky are gone already. Friend and relative, profession and party, town and country, nation and world must also soar and sing. Ralph Waldo Emerson, The American Scholar. Prologue. If you look at an atlas of the United States, one published around, say, 1940, there is, in the state of Indiana, north of Newcastle and east of the Epileptic Village, a small town called Moreland. In 1940, the population of Moreland was about 300 people. In 1950, the population was 300, and in 1960, and 1970, and 1980, and so on. One must assume that the number 300, while sacred, did not represent the same persons decade after decade. A mysterious and powerful mathematical principle was at work, one by which I and my family were eventually governed. Old people died, and new people were added, and thus what was shifting remained constant. I got to be new there. I was added, and shortly afterward, the barber named Tony was taken away. This was in 1965. The distance between Moreland in 1965 and a city like San Francisco in 1965 is roughly equivalent to the...